hay and thunderstorms wafted through the air. Unexpectedly, we were submerged by the violent downpour. An intense smell of wet dust rose from the ground, and a dense curtain of rain surrounded our ruin, transforming it into a warm, muffled protective hood. We were alone.
We were alone.
He shivered, I wrapped my portrait around his shoulders. He clung to it with his fingers and clenched his jaw in an unnatural contraction. Then he turned to look at me in an absurd, almost pleading way, and let himself fall onto my chest with the abandon of a child.
Of what happened next, I keep a memory made up of fragments, a sense not of shame, but of astonishment. The glassy silence, the sound of the rain, the sand in my clenched jaw.
A musky smell of withered butterflies, dreamlike gestures without depth, without echo. My hands too rough for the silk of his hair.
Next, I keep a memory made up of fragments, a sense not of shame, but of astonishment. The glassy silence, the sound of the rain, the sand in my clenched jaw.